Hello everybody and welcome back to the Finding Your Feet podcast. This is a podcast that is dedicated to helping you live your best life in every way, shape or form. And we are back.
We're back.
We're back, baby. How long has it been?
Like 3 months or something. Awful.
Hasn't it? That's gone so quick.
We last put an episode out on like the 17th of May.
Wow, that time has absolutely flown. But I have missed it.
Yeah.
I feel like a little part of me is dying.
Yeah, same.
Like, it's actually quite insane the impact that not doing it has had.
Yeah, on like my happiness and like fulfillment. Yeah.
But you guys may be thinking like, why did we take a break? And it wasn't just because we like didn't want to speak to you, because we really did.
Yeah.
It was just literally because we got so busy with our other business and felt like we didn't have the right things in place to carry on. You know, like everything's always changing and evolving. And our schedules were changing and evolving, but we had to put more of a strategy in place so that we could actually show up and give value and not just be coming and not like talking from our hearts. And like I say today, we're sharing because we want to share, we want to be here. We never want to feel like we're doing it out of habit,
because
that's when it feels like out of alignment and it's like, what's the point?
Yeah, and obviously like consistency is really important in a podcast, and like obviously all the listeners, they want that weekly episode. So we had to like basically take a break. I think we got a little bit burnt out. I mean, we had done it every week for 3 years, which is a lot of episodes. There's like over 170 episodes now, which is a bit crazy. And some of them, you know, like, it's so funny because when we started it, like, we were completely different people.
Yeah.
And like, I had to scroll down and go through every single episode the other day to like update a link in the show notes. And I felt like I was going down memory lane, because each episode is from literally like an era of life. Like, so yeah, I think we basically got a little bit burnt out with it, and then we were putting out the episodes every week, but then we didn't have any time to edit the video version, any time to edit all our clips for TikTok and social media, which is how we then show up on social media and connect with you all, like sharing the clips and posting stuff. And obviously like TikTok's huge for us to like get the pod out there and get new listeners, and we just felt like we were chasing our tails. We were in like a bad loop of where we were like, right, we've got to stick with the Wednesday episode, keep putting one out. So we obviously kept putting Wednesday episodes out, but then having no time to tell you all or any new listeners or remind you, oh, there's an episode out, or like talk to you on Instagram or anything like that. So you start to lose that connection and community feel that we did have as well.
Yeah.
Because that's like a huge part of the podcast, is like chatting with all of you lot and like connecting on Instagram and like talking to you in DMs or comments or whatever. And we were completely missing that because we had no time. So we just had to call halt on it all and just pause it all, stop the episodes, because we just need to regroup and like restructure everything. And we've obviously done that now, and we've got a really lovely girl working with us to help us with editing and all that stuff, so that we can like keep putting episodes out and everything, which is really amazing. And I feel like as well, like, it came at a time of like maybe like personal life change as well, like for you. So yeah, we don't need to go into what they are, but you know, like, you had some challenging news and like in your family that you had to, there's a lot.
Yeah, there's been a lot going on recently. Like, the last few weeks, I don't think I could have recorded.
No.
Like, I've literally been like, yeah, like in a rebirthing thing. And like, yeah, I felt like a shell of myself for a while. So I it was the perfect time, because now I feel so much better to record and like bring value. And I don't think I would have.
Yeah.
It would have just felt like I need to show up when I actually can't. And I think that's when it doesn't feel good. If you can't, like, if you need to show up for yourself, then you can't just be trying to show up for other people when like your cup is like half full.
Yeah, exactly. And we're obviously a team and a duo, so we have to do it together as well. And we like feed off each other's energy, so it's not like, oh yeah, I could just sit here if you weren't here feeling that. Like, it's just not the same.
Yeah,
I think everybody enjoys as well listening to like both of us. So we just hope that all you lovely loyal listeners out there don't mind that we just disappeared for a few months. We wanted to come back as well when we knew that we could come back with the weekly episodes and stick with them, so we don't want to like keep dipping in and out or anything. So that's why it was a bit of a longer break, because we did just need to like, I mean, sort things out. like with how we do the show, but also yeah, obviously personal life stuff. And to be honest, we were tired. We were tired girl bosses.
Yeah, we were. I think we were just burnt out.
Yeah. But we're back.
We're back. And we do also have like some amazing guest interviews backed up.
Yeah, we had, really yeah, sexy. That we just were like, we can't put these out because we need to just get ahead. We're like just like hamsters on a wheel.
Yeah.
So there's lots of fun to come. One thing we're all about on this show is leveling up your mental health and your well-being, and a huge part of that for both me and Abby's personal development journey has been going to therapy. We still do it now. We go on and off as and when needed throughout different periods of our lives. It's such an amazing place for us to go and grow and become into the happiest versions of ourselves. And I want all of you guys to have the opportunity to do that as well, which is why I'm so excited to introduce you to our podcast sponsor, BetterHelp. They are a professional, secure online counseling service. And wherever you are in the world, you can use BetterHelp. Like I said, it's all done online. So you don't need to travel anywhere to your appointments. Don't need to sit in an awkward waiting room. Don't need to do it face to face. You can have therapy from the comfort of your own home and just schedule it around your schedule. It's super easy to book in weekly sessions with your therapist and just get on there, chat, be open and work through whatever it is that you need to work through. So whatever you feel like you would benefit from talking to a therapist about right now, if you've never been to therapy before and you're thinking, how do I know if I'm worthy of going to therapy? You can literally talk to them about anything. If you just feel like something isn't really working in your life, like you don't feel that happy, you don't feel that fulfilled, or you're feeling really anxious or stressed or down and there's just something wrong, it's always stemming from something. And the best way to get through it is just talk about it with someone who's really highly qualified, licensed, professional individual that can coach you through and get you out on the other side. So if you're ready to start therapy and you want to give BetterHelp a go, just head to the link betterhelp.com/findingyourfeet. That is betterhelp.com/findingyourfeet. And within 48 hours of signing up for an account, you'll be matched with your own individual therapist perfectly suited to you, and you are going to get 10% off your entire first month of online therapy with BetterHelp when you use our link. That is 10% off your entire first month. Just head to betterhelp.com/findingyourfeet.
Yeah, as I just said then, I feel like I have been going through like a little bit of a rebirthing period, and I think it was like in line with processing a lot, but then I also like was getting ill, and I think it's never a coincidence anyway. I think like when you get ill, it's because your body is like trying to release something and let go. And they were like co-signing with each other. But yeah, it was pretty hefty. Like the last few weeks, or just even like the last few months have just been a bit bizarre. But always staying true to like what we said right at the start of the year, that I welcome adversity.
Oh yeah, you did say that.
I did. I said, it's almost as if I knew that all this was coming. And just like leaning into it and just trying to really like be with the emotions and process them and like less running away. And I do think, you know, we just said then that we were burnt out. I really feel like now, I don't know about you, but I've got like way better of like a work-life balance.
Yeah, I really have.
Because I really like stopped one day and I was like, you know, like we said it, I think we watched something and it was like out of like, say we usually sit down from like 9 till 5, 6. So what? How many hours is that? Like eight.
Yeah, 8, 9.
It's like 8 hours is a long time. The amount of work you actually do of focused attention in those 8 hours is nowhere near, obviously, 8 hours. Obviously, yeah. You've got your lunch, you've got your thinking time, everything like that. But it's like, as well, if you like if you sit there and think, oh, I've got 8 hours, then you're probably more likely to like procrastinate, do this, do that, and then maybe end up like suddenly getting this burst of motivation, which I used to do at like 4 or 5, and then sit there till like 7 o'clock, and then you've been working too late, and then you just end up like burnt out. And then you feel like you've been working all day, but really you've just been like...
Yeah.
So like now, I just always remind myself of that fact that like, you just need to do like a few really solid hours of focus. Quite a lot of time is actually spent thinking. Like yesterday when I was like doing this plan for something to do with the podcast, I was just staring out the window for absolutely ages, just thinking, because you obviously do need to do that. So, but it's like, if you remind yourself that just a few hours of focused time is what it takes each day, I think you're more likely to just get on with it.
Mm.
And then you can finish at a normal time and just breathe and do things that like calm down your nervous system. Not that work is too hectic, but like that you enjoy it. And I just really think that's helped me feel way less burnt out, because I just feel like I can actually just like breathe in the evening rather than stressing that I'm trying to fit everything in such a small space of time.
Yeah, I fully, my brain packs up at about,
well, that's
5 o'clock. It's like, nah.
Yeah, but that's normal, left. Isn't it?
Yes.
Especially when we get up at like 5:30 every
yeah,
day.
Yeah, I know. So, yeah, I feel like I've really got more of a work-life balance. I think it's also because I've learned, like, what, like, realistic time frames of how long things actually take me to do.
Mm.
And also just recognising that some days I have it and some days I just don't. Mm. Like, some days, like, I just don't have that much energy and I'm not going to get that much done because I don't have enough energy. Like, maybe, like, I'm due on my period or something like that. Like, all that stuff, like, really affects your energy levels and your brain focus and everything. And then on days that I have more, then I push a bit more. But I used to sit and, like, I'd sit on my bloody computer until, like, 10 o'clock at night.
Yeah, I remember.
Do you remember?
Yeah.
I was in my hustle culture era, obviously. But then the next day, I wouldn't start work until later on anyway because I was tired in the morning and I needed a bit of me time.
Mm.
So actually, like, if I, like, stop at 5 or whenever and go and have a chilled evening, and then wake up in the morning, I'm ready to go. Like,
yeah, exactly.
And that's when I'm the most productive anyway in the morning because my brain's fresh.
Mm.
I get more tired throughout the day. So, you know, like, it's just like learning, like, yeah, do the harder tasks first in the morning when you've got more brain strength. Mm. Do some of the, like, admin-y repetitive stuff later on when your brain's not there. You don't have thinking energy. You don't have creative energy. You deal with those, like, later on in the day, like, the easier bits.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, like, yeah, I feel like all learning all of that's definitely helped me have more of a work-life balance too. I just am, like, really not into hustle culture at all. And I mean, like, I'm an ambitious lady. We have a business. Like, I know that you have to put in a lot of work as well to grow a podcast and all that stuff. But, like, I'm just not willing to compromise my well-being, life and happiness for the sake of work.
Yeah, insanity.
And like, I just, no, I'm not gonna do that. So whenever I see, like, on social media, like, really, like, hyper masculine, like, talk like that, I'm literally like, shut up. Honestly, shut up.
Mm.
Because we're like, what are you chasing with that? Like, this, this, like, incessant need to push yourself to, like, the complete edge to just make something happen and succeed and do stuff. What is actually driving you? And I feel like as I've done quite a lot of self-reflection, self-development, healing throughout my younger 20s years, I feel like I don't know what it is inside of me that I've, like, made peace with, but I have, and that's changed my, it changes, like, your motivation, like, your why, and, like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, totally.
Because I probably maybe used to have certain levels of things that I felt I needed to get to or do because I had so much ego attached to, like, your work accomplishments and your, and that based on your self-worth.
Yeah.
And I feel like I have really detached a lot more from that, and that's a very good, healthy thing, and I'm a lot happier because of it.
100%. I think as well with that, probably what, like, helps is, like, because we've been speaking about that lately, like, the realization that even if you did achieve all that, if it's not, like, driven from a healthy place anyway, you're not going to feel anything once you get there. So once you realize that, you think, well, I'm going to enjoy the journey. I'm not going to put so much pressure on succeeding because I know that, like, my happiness is here now anyway.
Yeah.
Because years ago, I don't think I really grasped that.
But no,
lately,
I didn't.
I feel like that's what everyone is speaking about at the minute.
Yeah.
Like, everyone.
Yeah. And I feel like this year I've really learned that as well because of certain things.
You have.
Oh yeah, so I feel like this leads on nicely to something else I wanted to update everybody on, because obviously, like, we're all a little fam here, all the listeners, and I feel like I've taken you on the ride with me of, like, just me and, like, dating and therapy and relationships and all this stuff. Like, I've, if you're a regular listener, then you know. Mm. And, like, at the start of the year, I said in our goals episode that I've learned the importance of relationships. Like, I've started to recognize the value in them and what they bring in life. As in, I always valued family, I always valued friends, but I definitely 1000% always prioritize work things over pursuing romantic relationships because I just thought that you either couldn't have both, or if you had both, then you wouldn't be as successful at work. This is what I mean in terms of this sort of like ego attachment to work things. It would even come in the taking over like things like romantic. I just wasn't in that phase. Like, I just didn't. So anyway, obviously, like, as you grow up, your values change, you want different things. So obviously, like, I change. Like, you can't stop changing. Like, you're always going to grow and change.
Mm-hmm.
So that part of me changed. I went into this year and I thought, no, like, I want to stop putting work above everything else, and I want to actually like be open to meeting somebody. Wow, it's raining a lot, but hopefully that's some nice ASMR in the background for you all. Bit cozy. So I said to everybody on the goals episode that I was going to put time and effort into romantic relationships and being open to them and putting myself out there and like opening up my heart to another person. Mm-hmm. Because as well, like, I really wasn't in that zone anyway for like the last year, like couple years before that anyway, because of like, you know how it is, honey's past, like, bad dating experience from the past that like kind of burn you, and I just needed my solo self-love single girl time. Like, I just needed to just be me and just, you know, I was also transitioning a lot. My life, I changed my life a lot. I moved, I started a business, I left the corporate world, I changed so much.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so this year, that's what I told you all, and that's why I want to update you all now, because I think I briefly mentioned it in the last time we did a solo episode right at the end. I was like, Abby, let's stop talking about it. But like, now obviously it's been like a few months since we even recorded that, so I feel more like I can say it to everybody.
Yeah.
But I am in my lover girl era.
You are.
And I feel like it's like really changed me, not as a person in terms of like who I am, but it's taught me so much.
Mm-hmm.
So much that I really didn't, it's really made me view life differently. Like, it's and this is in a really good way, you know, and people are like, oh, like, you don't want to change in a relationship, but like, as if it's a bad thing. But this is all like positive, like growth, wisdom, evolution, sort of, you know, changes.
Yeah.
And what you were saying about like work-life balance, I feel like I used to live so much in the future, and this would have fed into why I didn't have a great work-life balance before, because I lived so much in the future, was so focused on like goals and making things happen and achieving things, and was very much attached to, like I said, self-worth attached to work accomplishments, which is the case for a lot of people that you might admire or like who do big successful things. Like, so much of that thing that's driven them to even to get to that point can be like from a sense of lack. But I would just prioritize that all the time. And anyway, I would really live in the future, because when you're focusing on your career, that is kind of what you do, and it's this completely different energy that you show up to that than you do with relationships. Because with your career, you can be like, okay, like, this, I've got this goal, by this, I want to achieve it by this morning, like this month, this year, these are my targets, blah blah blah, and you can be really calculated about everything that you're doing. Mm-hmm. And you can really like push to make things happen quicker.
Mm-hmm.
Like, a lot of it can depend on the pace you're going at. But that doesn't always mean that like you're actually happy whilst you're doing it, if you're making mm-hmm. things happen quicker, or that's really actually that fulfilling for you, whatever. But anyway, you can have this totally different energy. But then when it comes to love and relationships, that just doesn't correlate at all. Like, it's completely different process, and it's a completely different vibe. And I feel like I really lived my life in that push vibe. And I feel like going into my lover girl era has like softened me a lot. And this is actually a really good thing, because I'm way happier. And it's not just as in, oh, I wasn't happy because I didn't have that person, or like that person is my entire source of happiness, because it's not that. It's not in that like way as if they weren't there, then I'd be really unhappy and go back to what I was doing before. It's completely changed my view of life and how I kind of approach life. in a way that I'm like really glad that it has, like falling in love, because this is all new. I've never been in love with anyone before. Mm. Falling in love has taught me how to truly be present for what is here, like life, and just actually be in that present moment and enjoy just the day and have like no expectations, no attempt at controlling the outcome, and just like experiencing new feelings that I've never had before, and just like just being there, just like letting them come in and like just enjoying it. And I think that really goes against as well like how we're all taught to live, because we're all taught to like want certain things, like make it happen, like and be somewhere else other than now. But love evolves completely, like naturally and organically, and you can't control when you're gonna feel emotionally ready to say like take a certain milestone in your relationship, like whether that's moving in or getting married or having babies. I'm not saying I'm doing any of these and I'm not no babies or anything like going on, but as in there's none of that kind of like push masculine entrepreneurial energy can be applied to that.
No,
like you can't
I suppose it's more in your feminine.
Yeah.
Like really into your feminine.
Yeah. And I'm like way happier because of it. Because it means that like I like show up, I do my work in the time that I'm doing my work, and then I stop and I put that to side.
You switch off.
I switch off. I didn't used to switch off.
Do you know when you first met him, what I was saying to you? No, you were talking about meeting him. This is quite early on. And then I was like, no, it's really nice because I've noticed that you switch off now. Because you never really used to switch off that much. So I'd like literally be relaxing and then it'd be like 10 p.m. and I'd get like this message like, oh my god, we should do this for the podcast. And I'd just be like all of a sudden like just thrown into work, and I'd be like, oh my god. Because I think I was like, I can switch off.
Yeah, you were better at that. And because as well, I'd had
relationships. Yeah. I think at the time I actually was in a relationship. I remember him being like, wow, she literally never switches off.
Really?
Yeah, like he would notice it. But that's what I noticed when you started dating and like really enjoying the journey. I was like, oh, like not for me, but I was like, oh my god, Grace is really actually allowing herself to leave it at the door.
Yeah,
which
yeah.
is so healthy.
Yeah, and I think it's weird, isn't it? Because it's like, why am I allowing myself to leave it at the door? Obviously, it's like because there is people that are in relationships and don't do that.
Yeah,
like they carry on their work into the evening when they're hanging out with their other person, and it's like. And that's just, I don't know, you're not really going to have that good of a relationship, really, if you're not, if you're always, like, tapping away and somewhere else. But I feel like, yeah, and I've not, like, I wouldn't say that my output is any different, necessarily.
No.
It's just, like, yeah, balance. I've just got, like, a new set of values where you just didn't used to like having relationships that are healthy and fulfilling is so important for your like happiness and your health and your well-being. And I had great relationships with friends and family and stuff like that before, but I just like value it way more now and see it's such an important part of your life and something that you, when you're ready, you should put effort into. Because it's life just isn't all about work.
Yeah,
it's really not. And like, yeah, I think the way that it's taught me presence is in how things evolve at the pace that you and that other person like evolve as. Like you, the energy you're both putting in, like the relationship will just unfold as it is, because it's not just you, like it's somebody else. That's what I mean in terms of that like control, where there's maybe when it's your career you can be like, it's me, so I can do this, and you can really have like ownership of it and whatever, whereas when it's like you and another person like co-creating a relationship, it's you're just 50% of that. So like there's an element of like surrender, and But yeah, that's just that presence piece that's really taught me, because I would experience emotions and things and moments that I'd never experienced before or felt. Isn't it funny how you can have feelings that you've never felt before for the first time in your life? Like, that's weird. Like, there's probably other emotions that we're all not yet experiencing.
Yeah, like, what have we not felt?
Yeah, and obviously, I'm obviously feeling nice ones right now, but obviously there's the other side where, you know, people can haven't experienced grief yet or whatever, and all that scum. That's what I mean, is in there's actually so much, like, that you can feel as a human that you don't, you feel throughout life. Like, it's pretty crazy, actually. Because I feel like you think you've felt everything already.
Yeah, like, it's black and white. Like, oh, I felt sad, felt happy, but it's like, there's so many things you haven't felt.
Yeah, and, like, how weird it is how, like, you can have a feeling that's completely foreign that you've never felt before. Like, how weird is that? Like, what? Like, how's that happening?
True, if you think about it. Yeah.
But, yeah, I would, like, have moments like that where I'm like, and it's so, feels so nice, and there's nothing to do other than just be, like,
enjoy it.
Yeah, like, I remember I had, like, a moment where I was in a field on a walk with this person. It was really sunny. It was the weekend. It might have been a Sunday. You totally switched off. I was looking at some sheep. The sun was shining. I looked at this person. I thought, I don't need anything else right now in this moment. Like, as in, I will eventually get hungry and need some food, and eventually we'll need a wee, and I'll eventually need to go and do some work, and I eventually need to talk to my mum and go to the gym or whatever. As in, like, it's not as in, oh, I'm so happy I can just live with the sheep and this person and the sun and, like, that's it. But as in that level of the power of now that, you know, like Eckhart Tolle talks about, as in that's how much it's, like, pulled me into, like, the present moment, as in, like, but right now. And then you very rarely get those moments in life, because we very rarely let ourselves have them.
Yeah.
And yeah, I feel like you hear, like, Mo Gowda and stuff talk about stuff like that, and you're like, yeah, but then you don't always get it. But
yeah, like, so that's, you have to keep reminding yourself all the time.
Yeah. And it's just like, there's I've just, you know, learned that there's so much, like, nice things out there in the world that, like, you should have in your life too, that are important, that are nothing to do with, like, work, achieving anything material, things like that.
Beautiful.
So, like, I've really changed as a person.
Yeah, but it's giving, like, such love bubble energy.
Well, I hope it's not a love bubble that bursts, as in then you start feeling that, like, that. But as in,
no, as in just like a, like, it's just nice.
Yeah.
Like, you can, like, feel the love.
Yeah.
And I also really hope he listens to this.
Oh.
Because I think it'll be really, really nice for him to hear. Do you not think? I'm going to send him the... No, Jake, I wouldn't. But I think it would be really nice for him to hear. If that was my partner, I would love to hear that.
Yeah.
Like, obviously, everything we just said is so nice. But I think, like, you've probably said that to him, but probably not as in-depth, I'm guessing.
Yeah, I've told him it before, but yeah, probably not that in-depth.
Yeah. So I think that'd be really nice for him to listen.
Well, if you're listening, hey!
Yeah, hi! Well, as I said, absolutely loving that energy. Love hearing anyone talking about, like, love and manifesting love, and just... I just love love.
I just love love.
I just love love. I mean, that's really important. No, I love talking about love and relationships and all that, so, you know. Yeah, I feel like like we said, we are very different people. Like, from when we last recorded, not just in general, from when we last recorded, but I feel like, obviously, for different reasons, but like, I'm, like, really in my single girl era. I went into my dating era, and then
you
ran did. Back
and out, then you pulled yourself straight back out. You're
like a little child.
Like, I'm done, bye.
Yeah, I really went in with intention, and then it lasted a little bit.
Yeah. You were seriously doing dating girl era, you know.
I was, yeah, exactly. That's the thing with me. I'm either all in or I'm all out. Yeah. It's really not an in-between. So I was like, I'm going in. And then I don't mind saying it, I did actually end up dating a guy for a while. And he was very, very nice. But then it just didn't feel right for me. Like, it just felt like it needed to come to an end. Especially because it developed quite quickly. And I think if you're already knowing yourself... that you don't want a future with someone, like, why would you let it develop? Because it's only going to get messy and it's only going to end if you know you're not that into it. So anyway, that ended. So then, and then that's what I was like, no, I'm out. Because I feel like sometimes you just really do crave, like, alone time. And I've been, like, wanting to go on a little solo holiday, like, for years. So, like, now I ended that and was like, no, out of my day and era, I really just need to... I don't need to focus on myself. Like, I just want to, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like, I just know that the person I'm going to meet, like, I just know it's going to be, like, a soul knowing.
Yeah.
Like, even, obviously, connection develops, but I just know really deeply in me it'll be a soul knowing. So when it's not, I just, like, have to trust myself.
Mm.
Even though that's really... I wasn't actually going to speak about that, but honestly, that freaking trusting your intuition is so hard. Like, people say, like, it's the easiest thing in the world. It's literally the hardest thing in the world to trust your intuition. But you, I feel like it, once everything calms down, you think, oh my God, it's always the right decision, which is what I'm in now. So I'm feeling much better. And when I booked my little solo holiday, which is so exciting, like, literally cannot wait. Never so excited for a holiday, actually. So that'll be fun. But yeah, now I'm, like, out of this, like, there was, like, a lot going on and then, like, a lot of grief that I was processing. And now I feel like I'm, like, slowly coming out of the other side and, like, managing to consume things again. Because I think when you're going through something, you're, like, you're just trying to, like, collect yourself and, like, bring your energy back. And you don't really want, like, loads of input.
Yeah.
Especially not for, like, self-development kind of stuff. Yeah. Like, you want guidance in a way. Like, when I go through something, I'm always, like, oh, you know, like, when you have a vision of a podcast you want to listen to, but you don't know what it is.
Yeah.
Or if it exists. And you're, like, typing things in, like, literally trying to find it. I'm, like, literally cannot find what I'm trying to look for here. But, yeah, anyway, so I wasn't consuming for a while. I was just kind of, like, in a little cocoon. And now I feel like I'm out again, so I'm starting to consume again. Which has been really nice. I really feel like my Instagram, I've, like, curated that I only get things I really like now. Like, all the reels inspire me. Anyone I follow, literally, I'm interested in, adds value. If not, I mute them. Or, like, sometimes I try not to go on it much. I'm being much more boundaried. But when I am on it, I generally am just inspired in a really positive way, which I really like. I really feel like whenever I think of something, I get, like, messages if it's from a video or something, and it's always, like, affirming what I'm thinking. Like, it just feels like the channel is quite clear. But yeah, I wanted to talk about something that is really simple. I think we've actually spoke about it on the podcast before. And I suppose it's actually dedicated towards someone that's listening now that maybe might feel, like, a little bit stuck, or, like, they've, like, wanted to do something for a while, but they feel like it's just never quite happening, or they're always holding themselves back. Yeah, I've actually forgotten the name of this woman, but she's really great. So I'll link the episode. It was basically this guest on this podcast that I'll link it in the show notes so you can listen, because it was really good. But yeah, it's this really simple, like, thing that, it's this really simple idea that everything was created twice. Like, everything in the entire world from the beginning of time was created twice. And that's because it was created first in the mind as a thought or a vision, and then it's brought into real life. And I think when you think about, like, manifesting or creating your life, that just helps so much, because it makes you believe that, well, if I'm envisioning this thing, or if my heart feels called to this thing every day, then I've envisioned it in my mind, and then I can create it and bring it into reality. And a really, like, quick example of this is, like, literally on Wednesday night, I was like, oh, it's meant to be really sunny in the morning, and my friend wants to practice her photography skills, and she was saying, do you want to do a shoot? So I was like, I'll just message her and see if she wants to shoot tomorrow morning, just really quickly. So instead of, like, sitting on it, I thought, starts in the mind. So I got on my phone, I messaged her. She said, yeah, sure, let's do it. We went in the morning, we did the shoot, it was really good. She edited them in the day. I got them back in the evening, and literally within 24 hours, I had the thought, and then I'm looking at these beautiful pictures, which are, like, so beautiful. They really just, like, captured me in such a short space of time. And I was like, how mad is that? Like, literally, it's in my hands. That's such, like, a quick, small example. But it's like, what can you create in your life? Like, what business can you build? Obviously, they take time. They take a lot of work. But, like, if you want to create some kind of business, or if you want to change jobs, or if you want to go after that relationship, if, like, if you've got that vision, like, you can bring it into reality. Like, you actually can bring it into your hands, because everything, the car that you drive every day, this, what we're sat on, the microphone, everything began as a thought, and it's all created twice. And this was explaining that everything, when you have that idea and that vision, it starts with a vision, And then once you're clear on your vision, and it doesn't need to be material, like if it's that, like, you want to have a peaceful life, once you have that vision, and then you need to meet it with the vibration. And it just, when I say meet it with the vibration, it just involves being aware of how you feel doing certain things, and like what is changing your vibration. So obviously, as a person, like, you have your field of energy, you have your aura, and things are going to affect your vibration. So it's like, take into account how different places people make you feel. Are they in line with your vision? Are they, like, are you meeting them on that vibration? Because that's all it is. Like, the universe is like, it's all vibrations. So if you're just going to change your frequency, hold your vision, and just match that vibration, then that's how things come into reality. Like, that is like, or somebody else would explain it much better, but that is basic law of attraction. Like, it's always been like that since the beginning of time, and people will go on about it like forever, but it is so simple when you actually get it. And then obviously, like, things that affect your vibration, like, in a negative way, if you cut them out of your life, then you're only going to feel happy anyway. Do you know what I mean? Like, you're never going to lose anything from vibrationally, like, just being aware. And obviously don't mean like, oh, avoid that conversation because that's hard. Like, I don't mean that. I mean more like in terms of energy. I'm just always thinking about that lately. Like, everything is energy, absolutely everything you do. And also, what's been helping, you know, I said at the start, I've been like less procrastinating and stuff, is keep reminding myself that, like, you're not what you say you're gonna do. You're what you do.
Yeah, I really, I'm seeing that on you, and I enjoy it because I benefit off it, because it means you're like, yeah, we're gonna do this, and I've already sent the email. I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah, hopefully the momentum stays up. Yeah, and I think one other thing that's really, really been helping me, like, get out of stuck, stagnant energy is reminding myself that you are what you do, not what you say you're going to do. Because I think a lot of us have these ideas, we have these downloads, we have these drop-ins, but then we hold ourselves back, and a lot of it is just an internal game. Like, it's actually nothing to do with the outside, it's nothing to do with the opportunities, the contacts, the people, you know. It's literally to do with the fact that we just hold ourselves back. And we look at what other people have achieved and think, oh, well, so many people have done this already. Oh, maybe you want to start a podcast or a business, or you just want to change jobs, and you think, well, loads of people have done this. There's no room for me there. But it's like, a lot of the time we're really overvaluing other people and completely undervaluing ourselves and everything we can achieve. And probably the people that you're looking at, like, it's taken a lot of work for them to even get there, because they're probably just fighting battles in their mind. But, like, you're also doing the work. Listening to this podcast, like, you're going to be one of those people that are putting in the work and really trying to let go of all your fear and let go of your self-limiting beliefs. So if you are that person, then, like, you're probably in a better position anyway to go after it and do it. But it's like, you just have to remind yourself, like, if you have these ideas, like, don't hold yourself back. Like, literally, your only competition is yourself. It's not those people out there. Like, it's all an illusion. When you're looking outside of yourself, like, every single day, it's just a battle. Like, can I just show up for myself? Can I do that a little bit more? Can I get this idea and just actually run with it, and just not hold yourself back, basically. But it really is that simple, I think, like, in terms of, like, in your day to day, it's like just reminding yourself that. Like, people say, oh, affirmation is bullshit, but it's like, well, no, just actually have that as like a little affirmation, like, no, I'm gonna actually do this, and not just say that I'll do it. Because a lot of times we say we'll do it, like, literally just to make ourselves feel better.
Yeah.
Because I do it all the time. Like, I'm like, oh, well, I'll do this, I'll do that. You know, like, when you, what's it called? You know, when we spoke about that, where you think your future self.
Oh, you overestimate your future self. Yeah,
in terms of, like, procrastination. And you're like, well, I'll do this, I'll do that, I'll do that. And then you realize that you didn't. And fair enough, sometimes, like, you just run out of time, or maybe you burn out. But if it's that you're actually just subconsciously procrastinating because you believe that you can't do it, when you know you really can, that's when little affirmations and little droppings like that can really help, because it just switches up the frequency, the energy, like I said before, and you just on your way. So you guys, go and try that. Just act on things, figure it out later, as long as it's not too crazy. Just go for it.
Yeah, I feel like you're really in that vibe right now, you know. I see you doing it. You're walking the walk.
Well, that's good to know.
Yeah,
that I'm not trying shit, guys. I am doing this.
Yeah,
but no, it does. It makes a difference, doesn't it?
Because then it makes me be like, oh, I need to do this too.
Mm-hmm.
And not like overthink decisions or
mm-hmm.
just fucking do it.
Yeah. So that pretty much brings us to the end of our episode. Really hope you guys took away something from this. I love how it was just like a mixture of love energy. No, I absolutely loved everything you said and I can't wait for him to listen. And then also just like, yeah, some of our good old motivation, which we always love. but we're really happy to be back. Absolutely loved recording that. And not next week's episode, because this is our first one back. And then we have an amazing guest next week. But the one after that, so in 2 weeks from now, we have a really, really, really exciting announcement. It's something we've never done before, but we've always wanted to do it. And we're just going to go for it. I'm not going to say any more, but I'm honestly really, really excited about it. And to be honest, it just truly represents what we just spoke about. That we're just going for it because it's in our hearts, been in our hearts for ages. And it's going to be absolutely amazing. And of course, it involves you guys. So just keep your eyes peeled. But obviously, in that episode, we will explain more what it is. But really, really excited. I think it's a perfect thing to kind of come back with.
Mm-hmm. And make sure as well you're on our Instagram.
Yes.
Because then you'll be involved in what it is on there. You need to be on there.
Yeah, that's also what I was going to mention, actually. So I've gone into like my influencer era on my Instagram. So like we've obviously not been sharing as much on our Instagram, which we are going to start resharing more now we're back in flow. But I personally started like trying to just share, like not hold myself back, basically. Like if I have a thought, if I have something that I think might inspire someone, or something that I think we won't even inspire someone, but it's actually just real life and I'd love to share it, I've started sharing way more on my personal Instagram. So I'm presuming quite a lot of you won't follow me on there, but if you do want to know what I'm getting up to,
yeah, and your deep thoughts,
yeah, my deep thoughts, like random shares or just anything, if you're just curious, then come along and follow me, because I do sometimes share things and I'm like, oh my god, I love the finders to see this,
yeah,
but I'm sharing it on my personal Instagram. So if you are interested, come and follow and you'll probably get daily updates,
yeah,
of what I'm up to.
Yes. What's your username?
Oh, that does help. So it's Absfarah, at Absfarah underscore.
Yeah.
Absfarah.
Absfarah.
That's because everyone's like, hi, Absfarah.
Thank you so much for joining us on our first episode back. Really hope you've enjoyed it. Stick around. We'll see you next Wednesday back on our weekly uploads. And let us know what you thought about the show. Come and say hello again. Come message us on Instagram at Find Your Feet Podcast. And let's, you know, connect again. Now we're back.
Yeah. Thanks, guys.